Thank you for calling Family Search. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, this is Kirsten calling you back from Service Access and Management regarding Janice Kinsey.
Oh, hi, Kirsten. Thank you so much for calling me back. Any updates?
Sure. So I don't have too much of an update. I was able to get a hold of an informal support that lives with Janice. His name is Keith. He was able to confirm that Stephanie hasn't been there in over a week. He had mentioned that she's having trouble with vehicle transportation. I discussed with them the option of getting another caregiver if Stephanie is not able to provide assistance to Janice, since, you know, she's authorized to receive care in the home with a formal support. And they are not interested in someone who is not family coming in. I know, I'm a little worried. He did mention that he's going to try to reach out to Stephanie to try to, you know, have her give us a call, whether it be me or you. I told him that it's important that Stephanie, you know, lets us know what's going on so that we can make a plan.
Right.
Because if she's unavailable temporarily, that's okay, but we need to know that. Or Janice is at risk of losing these services altogether, and Stephanie is at risk of losing her job. So I did make that clear on the call. And then I also tried to call Stephanie's number that I have in the system, and I left a voicemail asking her to call me back as soon as she gets my message.
Got it. Okay. So definitely we have to wait for someone to then reach out to us.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, maybe we just give it a day or two to see if Stephanie reaches out. I'm hoping that she will if, you know, she knows that her job is at risk.
Correct. And also client services if she don't want anybody that, like, that is not familiar.
Right.
But she can let us know if maybe she has someone in mind and we can hire.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not sure. I know that Janice has a daughter, but I believe that she works full-time, so she's not able to, like, provide much support, but she does apparently check in from time to time. And, like, the person that I talked to who lives with her and is, you know, like an informal support to some capacity, he would not be able to assist with certain tasks. Like, we had already discussed that, because I'm a little concerned about her bathing. He couldn't really confirm that she has been able to shower because she does need assistance with getting in and out of the shower, and he told me that he is not able to assist with that. So I'm a little concerned about that aspect, but I'm hoping that maybe Stephanie will reach back out since I left the message.
Okay, Kirsten. Okay, let's see if she reach out to you in 1 or 2 days and keep me posted if you can. Okay, I will keep calling and sending message to Stephanie.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you very much for the information provided, Kirsten.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.